Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Party in a minute, drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Stephen Throthill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 80-year-old William Martin of Harper's Family, West Virginia. William passed away earlier this month, which was a real blow to those in the, quote, snake expert community. Just understand, he was well-respected by his peers. He'd been doing snake research since childhood, and many consider Martin to be the foremost authority on the Tumbler rattlesnake, which I guess is what, native to West Virginia?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, well, his fieldwork, research, and ability to find the elusive snake made him the go-to expert for that particular species. In fact, it was his research that revealed that the Tumbler rattler, believe it or not, is fairly docile.
Small.
Avoids human contact, mm-hmm. and often won't bite even when it's accidentally stepped on. Martin died when one bit him.
Oh man! Yes. Well, he wasn't prepared for that.
Specifically,
well, if they don't bite very often, if they don't have that reflex, they don't know how much poison to inject.
Well, when
they
he's bite one them. Of the guys you know, that pointed out
the babies are the worst because they don't understand.
They go full on.
They give you everything they got.
Yeah, and so he was the guy that said, "Hey, man, the good news is like they're hard to find, but even if you step on one accidentally, that won't bite you." Yeah, one bit him, and he did in fact drop dead.
So, yeah, they rarely bite.
And believe it or not, as far as dying by snake bite, I think they said there are, on average in the U.S., 5 fatalities a year.
Oh, my.
Oddly enough, it's typically people like our friend William Martin here, or the guys that are like kissing rattlesnakes at the churches and all this kind of thing. It tends to be the people that voluntarily handle snakes go down more than anyone who's just bitten out in the wilderness.
I mean, that's just law of averages, right?
Yeah,
if you're involved with snakes, like your averages of one biting you goes up.
Although I wonder if that's true with like I'm a lion trainer or tamer, whatever, for the circus, or I work at the zoo versus someone on safari. What do you think? You think more?
I think you still. It has to be a higher percentage of people.
I'd say the zoo probably.
The zoo.
Yeah. Who knows? Either way, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dominic. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Sex workers and narcotics.
Hola.
Hola.
Spoken like a lawyer. All right, Dominic, you understand how this here game is played.
I sure do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's decorate the interior.
Water bottle.
Booty in your butt. Booty in your butt. All right, here is your story. A man who laughed at police when they found no drugs in his pockets was actually hiding a bag of cocaine in his body. James Mason told officers, quote, ha-ha, told you I had no effing drugs on you, you dumb mugs. And then they searched him. This is after a disturbance at a dormitory. But the 21-year-old was taken to the police station anyway for being drunk and disorderly after having one too many swear words. He just kept cussing at the cops, so, like, arrest his ass. Well, he had been warned about his swearing, told to leave the area, but he replied, quote, I'm going to go back in there and effing smash their heads in, the mugs. This is in England, in case you're wondering. Well, on the way to the station, the officers noticed Mason fiddling with his sock and putting his hands all over his body. Well, they handcuffed him to stop messing with his clothes and put in a request to strip search him when they got to the police station. He was then strip searched at the station where he removed a white bag of powder from his body. He was asked what it was and he replied that it was cocaine. He admitted to possession of a Class A drug and being drunk and disorderly in a public place. Now, the question is, where in or on his body was he hiding the Bolivian marching powder? Yeah. Was it in his rectum? Was it in his foreskin? Was it in his belly button, or was it in a fat roll? Rectum, foreskin, belly button, or fat roll? Our friend here hid the cocaine somewhere in his body.
Okay. Did it say how much blow was on him?
It did not.
That might determine where it was.
And where'd you say it was?
Somewhere in Newcastle, England.
England?
Well, okay. What's the percentage of uncircumcised people in the UK? Are they more cut or less?
Off the top of my head, I do not know.
The guys I dated from England, most of them were uncut.
That's a fair question, though. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to go rumple foreskin.
Yeah.
You going foreskin?
I'm going foreskin.
Yeah.
Because he's laughing like you'll never check that.
I might have to go for that, too. As an uncircumcised male, I'd be doing it an injustice if I said anything else.
You got any cocaine in your foreskin right now?
Could you store something in there?
I don't know, but if it started leaking, you'd have quite a problem on your hands.
All right, okay.
Have you ever stored anything in there at all?
Let me think.
How would you not know the answer?
Piece of gum, you know what I mean? Just case
like,
for
like I said that as a joke, and now you're thinking about it. Like,
I think I'd remember.
Hey, you're a kangaroo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a pouch?
Yeah, I guess only smegma.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, yummy. Ted?
Sorry.
I'm cut, so no, I've never stored anything in my foreskin. Oh, what am I choosing?
Yes.
Is that
a tater tot?
Yeah, well.
What do you got there? Lemon pepper chicken?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, man.
Yummy or flat?
Flats. I'm with you, though. I do think it's a foreskin.
All right.
I just have a hard... If he's got cocaine on him, and it's not that fat or bigger people don't do cocaine, but I have a hard time seeing him put it in a fat roll if he's got cocaine.
All right, we're all in. All right, where did he keep the yay? Was it his rectum, foreskin, belly button, or fat roll? Find out next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so categories interior decorating on profile. This, we had a guy over in England. He was laughing, taunting police.
Yeah,
told him he didn't have any drugs.
Well, they looked in his pocket.
They didn't find it.
Like, I told you.
But he kept running his mouth. So eventually they took him in and did find cocaine on him. Question is, where was he hiding it on his body? Rectum, foreskin, belly button, or a fat roll?
And Dominic, that is a question I posed to you. Dominic, you agreed with Miles Montgomery, who agreed with D. Ted Smith. All of you went foreskin. You said yourself you are an uncircumcised man. You never did tell us if you ever have smuggled anything in your foreskin.
No, but I'm going to start doing it from now on.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
And you're all correct. It was, in fact, the foreskin. You ever think about smuggling something in there when you're at the airport, man? You know what I mean? Like, because even if I work TSA and I see it on that little X-ray-style machine thing they have, I'd be like, dude, whatever you got, keep it.
I don't want to look for it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an FBI agent, all right? I'm TSA. FBI, I go, okay, we have to roll back your foreskin and grab this. TSA, I'm like, I saw nothing.
Yeah.
What is that, a little gnome?
No. Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
A little bit of an interesting list for you here today. So they put down the 12 best mindless background TV shows for multitasking.
Okay. All right. That's strong.
Mike and I were talking before the show as well. Like, I mean, music sometimes, sort of like, I'm hard pressed, like on a Saturday, to be vacuuming or cleaning up my place and not have sports or something on in the background.
Sure. But not something I'm entirely interested in.
Correct. And obviously, sports isn't in this list. That would be number one, I would assume. Most, you know what I mean? Like, even if you don't care about the sport, like, that, maybe that's just my family. We always just have it on in the background.
Okay. Like, baseball's great to do other things.
Correct.
You know what mine is? What's my go-to, no matter what, falling asleep. If I find it, I'm just like, all right, I'm fine with this. Family Guy.
Yes.
I don't have to follow the plot the whole way through. Yes. I'm just picking a joke here or there if I'm not really
and
on
you giggle.
It. But I'll still watch. I mean, I'll still sit down and watch an episode.
Sure.
But if I'm not, I'll put it on, and then, you know, one little crack here or there, and kind of good to go.
I'm with you. I probably watch 7 days a week. There's probably at least two nights a week that, like, I'll just watch some Family Guy fall
asleep.
Yeah,
and I'll fall asleep. Yeah, totally.
Just like they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Right. Put on the Men's Room whenever I want to be bored and tired.
I remember, we had a guy who fell asleep on hold.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably about 2-3 years ago. And he had been on hold for like 40 minutes before we got to him. And when we got there, you hear him audibly snoring. Mm-hmm. So we left him on the line until we went to email. That dude was there the whole time.
Yes.
Ironically enough, his name was Holden, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Holden. Yeah, Holden.
Yeah, well, I'd say, it's built in the name, bro.
And like Family Guy, I still watch new episodes of Bob's Burgers, but that's another one that I find funny, but I can watch in my bed. I used to watch Impractical Jokers, but some of the stuff is so physical that, like, I'd find
myself... more attention.
Right, and I, like, put a sleep timer on, but I'd find myself turning my head to look at it. So I was like, all right, we got to stop watching Impractical Jokers in bed. This is just keeping me awake. So let's see. So Business Insider put together a list of 12 great mindless background shows. Here they are. Number one, they say 2020.
All right. I haven't watched that in a number of years, though.
It's perfect background. You know, they're covering a murder. More than likely, it's a murder.
My problem is that I'm not watching ABC on the lead-in until 10. That's normally how
Right.
Just keep watching what I'm watching.
And if I remember, 2020 is a Friday night 10 o'clock show, right?
Is it?
It was a massive deal when I was a kid, but I just feel like, for me, generally on Friday nights at 10 o'clock, I'm either still out, or if I'm home, I'm probably locked into a movie or something.
Right. Okay.
You know? But they say 2020 satisfies your true crime obsessions, plus there's a lot of repetition. Let's see. Also on the list, they put Futurama, witty sci-fi comedy, and simple, self-contained episodes. Right, there's not like a giant storyline going the whole time. Mike, you watch Futurama, don't
you? That's in my heavy rotation. I got a handful of different shows that I'll watch and just kind of fall asleep to in succession. That way I don't get bored with one. And Futurama's got to be my favorite, hands down. I love it.
Well, that's what's great about Adult Swim, right? I put that on a lot at night, and you're like, you'll get an American Dad, a Bob's Burger. Mm-hmm. You're right, Futurama shows up. Sunday nights, there's always like Rick and Morty's. Yeah. Wife Swap. It's good for this because it's structured and overproduced.
I don't think I've ever watched that. I know what it is, but I've never watched
it. It's just like two different families, right? So let's say your wife is like the strict one, and then Miles' wife is like the crazy, like, I don't know, new age person that doesn't believe in this.
Yeah,
so then you basically just swap the wives for like a week or two. But it's also...
But typically it's with the family
Gilbert Gottfried, he was talking to us about being on that show, and I never saw the show. But he was talking about when he came in as just experience of being on the show. And when he told me, I was like, that sounds a little bit insane.
He was on Wife Swap?
He was on Wife Swap, I believe. Huh. Or Husband Swap. Or
right,
basically,
whatever.
He moved in with the other guy, and they moved in with his wife. And I'd be afraid my wife would be like, dude, I had to have sex with him. Like, you can't just put Drake in my house and expect me to just walk around.
I would not do that with Drake.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like
no.
Okay, who am I swapping with here?
Right.
Turns out Pauly Shore's a charmer and you had sex with him? Get out of here.
Danny DeVito, I feel safe.
You did what?
Ron Howard, I feel safe.
I think the one you'd expect the least would be the one that would...
Probably.
You know, you'd never know.
I thought it was a full-on swap.
Exactly. I figured it was just good.
Oh, my bad.
Well, it's also tough, too, because you got to be, like, the parent in that house for that week or whatever, however long it is. Like, it's kind of weird to discipline somebody else's kids that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? Like, right, I was at a birthday party for a kid this weekend, but I've known her since she was like a week old.
Right.
So it wouldn't be out of place for me to kind of be like, hey, stop that.
Yeah, get your ass together.
Right. I think you got some sense. The Real Housewives of Potomac. Reality TV is great for ambient noise. And some people think this is the best of the Real Housewives shows. I haven't seen that one. I just assume of Potomac, that means it's right outside of D.C. in Montgomery County.
Hmm. I feel like I can guess the general feel of that show.
Yeah.
Just having grown up there, like, yeah, I can guess what that's like.
Yeah, and they're kind of like, I guess, plain old rich people. It's like it was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever, like I want to say when it started. But you had
staggeringly wealthy.
Right. And but a lot of them are married or an ex of somebody famous.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Then you have, you know what I mean? So it's like I feel like the Real Housewives of Potomac, like, oh, no, they're not related to famous people. They're just that rich.
Right. The people they're married to have influenced your life. You've just never heard of them.
Again, this is a list of 12 best mindless background TV shows for multitasking. Emily in Paris. The plot is fun, but pointless.
My wife watched, I only know it because my wife watched it, and she didn't even try to get me to watch. She's like, you would hate this show. So one of the things I'd walk in, like, what is this? She's like, it's Emily in Paris. Trust me, there's nothing redeeming about it, but she, I think for the very reason you stayed, it was sucked in.
Yeah.
She's like, I really don't have to think.
And
that's her
good.
Folding laundry show. She has a couple of, I'm going to fold laundry today and watch these shows. They're all like that.
All right.
Yeah, makes sense.
As Mike and I always say, the hardest part of laundry.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like, it's not really hard to put your laundry in the washing machine or in the dryer and hang up the things that need to be hung up. But, like, it's like, oh, I got to sit here and ball up all the socks. And it's a simple task. It's just one of those things. I'm just like, you got to just stop that.
I don't mind balling up the socks. I hate folding laundry. My wife and I first started dating. I had a big-ass closet. And she laughed because, one, there's a pair of dress pants and they had dust on the edge.
All right.
When's the last time you wore dress pants? Like, don't know. All my t-shirts are hung up, all that. And she's like, are you that highfalutin? I said, no. But it's easier to put them on a hanger than it is.
I don't have
fold.
A dresser.
It's right. I didn't have one.
That's my
now,
I don't have one now.
I do now because I got kids. I got
right,
the wife.
Yeah, yeah, no. But back then, I mean, it was.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, hang it up, man.
Yeah. I used to hang up almost all my t-shirts. Now it's like half and half. There's just some of them, like, number one. You know, like the shirt Miles is wearing, right? Men's Room, and it has a logo. Sometimes the letters just start peeling off.
right.
I like some of the softer style shirts, but honestly, they shrink up so much that, like, you can't dry them.
Plus, if you have wire hangers, you can see, like, the tips on the side.
My wife got rid of all wire hangers, Mommy Dearest style. They're all either plastic or some other material I can't identify. She does all the laundry. I used to do all the laundry. Now she does. Once we had kids, she started doing it. Thank God. Every t-shirt I have that does not have anything on it gets hung up. If it has something on it, if it says something, fold it up.
I bought 100 hangers from Amazon that are wooden. They're all the same.
Yeah.
All
right. She did the same
thing. And threw everything else away. And that's all I've got. And it's, I don't know, uniformly when I look in there because I'm so anal retentive, it looks fine to me. I don't have to worry about, you know.
Always keep a few wire hangers. Because there's an occasion. You won't use them, right?
Yeah.
You will not use them to hang clothes.
You'll pick something.
There's something in your sink, right?
Your car door.
Right.
Your buddy comes over and you got to brand them real quick.
Yep, sure.
Any of that stuff.
All I can say, your buddy comes over, poops in your toilet, can't flush it.
I've seen that.
Then you use a wire hanger.
I have seen that movie.
Ted Lasso.
The smell's horrible.
This one makes the list for being rewatchable as a background show. It's also Ted Lasso, like, it's not the most complicated show to follow.
It's really not.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Miss a lot of the subtle things that Sudeikis says as a character. Which I think the funniest parts of the show are everything other than the obvious jokes.
Yeah.
Just the things he says up until you get to the, here's the delivery, here's the punchline. Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah. Ted Lasso is not as tough because Sudeikis is an American.
Yeah.
There's a lot of accents in there.
Sure.
But like some of the comedies I watch from England or Ireland, like I have to rewatch them just because I didn't catch everything the first time. Or even like Trailer Park Boys. Like, I think I probably watched that series fully, like 3 or 4 times. But there's so many episodes. That's another one I could put on and chill out to. But there's so many episodes, and then some of the Canadian slang they use, I didn't pick up the first like 2 or 3 times.
Right, so this is funny again.
Yeah, full send, boys. The Great British Baking Show has a pleasant, relaxed vibe. I don't watch a lot of baking shows. Again, I will spend an hour watching a cooking show where a dude just puts stuff on a meat, throws it in a smoker, and then 40 minutes of the episode is him just kind of talking about it, and then I watch him cut it up at the end.
I find a passion for baking, maybe. But most people I know that can bake can bake.
They can bake over.
That's exact measurements. That is not what I can do in the kitchen. That's just
That's why cooking's a little more fun. You kind of add and subtract on your own. The Great Pottery Throwdown. I read this morning. It's the Great Potty Throwdown. I thought it was a show about toddlers.
Cool.
Another wholesome hobby-based competition show, similar to the baking show. Love on the Spectrum. Considerate of individuals in the autism spectrum. A lot of action happens over conversation, so it's perfect to listen to while you're cleaning or working on something else.
Right.
These are 12 best mindless background TV shows. The Office. It's filled with tons of jokes and quotable lines, so it's easy to tune in immediately and get a good laugh, which is a very good point. Office, another one of those shows. Like, if it comes on, you can watch it. There's only a couple seasons that kind of, towards the end, I fell off. Because I just got a little tired of
you start doing the relationship. Like,
correct.
It doesn't matter.
Right. It was like towards the end of Friends. It's like, all right. And then last on the list, they say Shark Tank. It's easy to easily digestible with several pitch segments in each episode. So it's workable even when you're in and out of the room, which is very true.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of their ideas that don't get even, you know, at least they're thinking of something new.
I can't stand that show. I don't know why. I cannot sit there. I absolutely hate the show. My wife bought us some luggage about 2 years ago. I'm like, man, this is fantastic. She's like, yeah, it was on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think, like, I had something happen to me, like, a couple weeks ago, same thing, and I'm like, it's a great idea. And they're like, yeah, it's from Shark Tank.
Again, I'll wait for your product. I just don't want to watch the show.
And there's some stuff that goes on Shark Tank that doesn't even do, like, they won't pick it. But, and those products will still go out and do a ton of stuff.
Inevitably, I'm rooting for everybody. I just can't sit through that show.
And people also have to remember, like, I like that show, but it's tough. Because those sharks get a huge cut of your company.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're giving you a bunch of money to, like, get things really going.
That's the whole thing. We'll give you the money up front, but you owe us big on the backside. Right?
Correct.
Percentage-wise.
Right. So I had some friends that started some different companies, and they were like, we wouldn't go on that show. I was like, why not? And they like, they tried to get us. We read the contract. We're like, no chance.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but also, it brings you to another level. It's like American Idol, right? Like, you go on American Idol, you're going to have to sing that song they've already written for you. I think the first album is almost theirs. You got to go on tour, but also, you won American Idol.
Right. The contract sucks, but
we're
giving
you a vehicle to do this.
And, you know, to be fair, with American Idol, as far as music goes, particularly if you're a pop star, not so much a band, because bands write their own stuff, but if you're a pop star, 8 out of every 10 songs you're singing, someone else wrote anyway.
Yeah.
And you don't really get to say, I'd really rather not do that, so it's not much different.
Seems like people who do who are in that profession, the song that is the most popular, that they do the best with, is the one that they hate the most.
Almost always.
It just seems like, you
it's
know,
almost
like,
always.
I know
any
it's overkill
band.
And all that, but at the same point in time, it just they it's the one that they're like, this is not what I do, but this is how I got here, so I have to do this.
Right. Well, I just read an article the other day. I forget the guy's name, but he won American Idol, and whatever the song they made him sing, he was just like, it was a bad song. Like, it just wasn't good. And I guess even when they were on tour, like, at some point, American Idol themselves were like, yeah, we don't really like this one. Just go sing. Right. Like, you can feel free to sing something else. let's see. Seahawks were in action. You had a full weekend. So, obviously, you guys wanted to watch the Ravens game. Thrill, I saw your brother on TV as he was doing the Seahawks game.
I could not. He had told me he's going to do the Seahawks game. And like anything, I just kind of forget about it. And all day, people keep texting me, Adrian. That's all it said. I'm just like, why is everyone going on about my brother? Well, I went to a buddy's house that particular night, and he had tape delayed it. So, he's recording it. So, we watched it when I got there. And when my brother showed up, I'm like, oh, that explains like the 18 text messages that sent my brother. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, that's why. I hope. Well,
and I was saying in the office, right? Like, I didn't even watch the Seahawks game when it was live just because the place I was, I couldn't. But I watched some of it last night on the replay and everything. But like Saturday when I got up, I was watching the Bears and I want to say the Chiefs just because it was football and it was on.
It's on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people always say it's not important. And I told my son he watched the Ravens game with me. And so people keep saying it's not important. I said, statistically, it means nothing as far as what they do in the postseason. But I said, you see all those guys on the TV screen? Either team.
Right.
Tell them this is not important. This is a job interview, brother. I was like, it's very important. And then me, as a fan, I just like watching football.
Hell
I'm so glad just to see the uniforms.
I know the Bears have a second round draft pick. I forget where he was from. But right, like I'm cleaning up, you know, I had family in town. So there was a little bit of recycling need to be taken out.
Sure.
But in between that, finally I'm just sitting on my couch and my buddy's like, what's up? And I'm like, watch this guy playing free safety. Like he's had a hell of a series already. Right. He makes like three or four tackles, but god damn, I'm getting fired up to watch this kid play. That's like yeah, I'm not even a Bears fan.
I was watching the Bills and the Colts. All right.
Yeah.
They're talking about this guy. They draft a punter. And you know how I feel about that. The Bills draft a punter. They've got a good punter. He's fine, right? They draft this guy to San Diego State. So I'm watching the game. I'm like, all right, they're letting the kid. The second string punter punt. 82 yards.
Jesus.
82 yards. I was like, I have never seen a ball leave somebody's foot like that in my life.
That's why he got drafted.
I don't know who this guy is, what his deal is. That is insane. That is insane.
Well, that's like watching the Seahawks thing, and they tried out Dixon to punt, and it's like, he's so good, and it's like regular season, whatever. I'm like, I don't know for him that it really matters. Just like, yeah, whatever. I'll go in there and boot one down there. Yeah, yeah, because he's the punter. Yeah, so it's not like he's. It doesn't matter if he's with the ones, the twos, or the threes. Just
right,
it
doesn't matter.
Right, and he just so cool, nonchalantly drives. I was like, oh, he gives two S's. Like this is
this is everyday this is paycheck.
Work. You got some sports on tonight. Your Mariners back in action.
Oh, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. We got a TV chef in England that makes it a point to work in the word moist on almost every single show. Meanwhile, a man has a water bottle stuck where his fecal matter normally would flow. Time Traveler predicts a zombie pig virus is coming our way. In France, my third hole-in-one will have to wait another day. And in New Zealand, a wicked smell and storage unit equal what you think. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We're going to Iran, where a man needed to see a doctor. He was taken there by his wife after he had a bout of constipation that just wouldn't quit. It didn't take too long to diagnose the man, which, as it turned out, he was just too embarrassed to tell his wife the truth that he had a rather large water bottle stuck up the old exhaust pipe there. He was taken in for surgery where the bottle was removed through the same place that it entered his body with that incident.
Did they say what kind of water it was?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Dasani.
The look of the bottle, it looked like a standard...
Avion?
Yeah, no, not quite that fancy. It was like
Deer
one of those...
Park?
Yeah, one of those little crumple side bottles.
Deer Park's got one of those easier to put in your rectum. I'm pretty sure it's part of their advertising campaign.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Yeah, it's like one of those Nestle water bottles. In other news, dark story out of New Zealand. Someone went to empty out the storage locker that they had recently bought the contents of. They loaded up a trailer full of goods and brought it back to their home, but started getting a little weary of the contents after a, quote, wicked smell started emanating from it. A little digging found that there was actually human remains that had been stashed in amongst the goods. They called authorities who launched an investigation. That is not out of the ordinary. My grandfather, when he was selling safety deposit boxes and storage lockers, ended up finding a box. My dad found the box that had, like, Charles Davis written on it. He looked at my grandfather. He was like, you know, I found this. He says, well, what is this? He says, I don't know what it is. It belongs to Charles Davis. And my grandpa says, no, Jim, that is Charles Davis. So then he actually spends money to track down the family, finds out that they're actually all the way down in Arizona, calls them up. The woman on the other end of the line starts bawling. She's absolutely beside herself, tears, crying. Found out that she had given her daughter a ton of cash to fly up here to Seattle, spread his ashes, and then fly back. She just flew up here, put him in a safe deposit box, and then pockets the cash.
Oh, you're kidding.
From that moment on, he says, I ain't doing that doggone thing with ashes no more. I'm going to spread them, say a little prayer, we're moving on.
Damn, man.
Over in France, activists are taking aim at a leisure activity. The area is going through a particularly rough drought, and households have been restricted against watering their lawns or washing their cars in order to keep the water supply sufficient. But activists have gone after golf courses, which are still able to water the land. In order to make their point, they've snuck onto the courses and poured concrete into the holes. This method has drawn some criticism due to the amount of water that it takes to produce the concrete that they're pouring into the holes.
That's a strong point.
Yeah.
There you go.
Never tell an entertainer what flies and what doesn't. One of the judges on the show, The Great British Bake Off, has incorporated a, quote, inappropriate word into most every episode of the upcoming season. After being told by a fan that his use of the word moist while critiquing contestants on their baked goods was something that they didn't like, he took it upon himself to voice his objection to the idea by finding some way to say the word moist when he was judging their desserts.
Nice.
I like it.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah, that's going to keep happening.
Exactly.
I don't like the word moist.
No, right. Nobody really does, but sometimes it's the only apt description.
Wait, you're telling me to not do something because you don't like it? Not because it's against the rules, or I might incur a fine if I were to say this word. You don't like the word, which I understand. It's like
moist.
Number two or number one on the top 10 words that people hate. I get it. I fully understand. Do not tell me what I cannot do.
Yeah, once you do that, like, oh, you're going to hear moist all the time.
Bad news, folks. In the waning days of the COVID pandemic, we have someone from the future to tell us what the next big thing is on the way. Thanks to one man claiming he's from the year 2905. He's come back to warn us about
2905?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's come back to warn us about the, quote, zombie pig that's going to be let loose sometime in the next few months and will spread a virus that'll sweep the globe, infecting 60% of the pig population.
Zombie pig.
No one from the future ever come back and say, hey, here's the solution.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't do this. Yeah, don't do that.
That's what's going
to
happen.
It's about to happen. Yeah. That's if you're, well, you can't interfere. That's if you're headlights. That might knock us out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Lovely. Taryn Daly is up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.